This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. It's Election Day, and polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. Local races include City Council, where 3 seats will be filled, School Board, where another 3 seats are up, a county judgeship, along with county board races. 2 state amendments, along with the presidential primary, are on the ballot as well. A good turnout is expected. The Oshkosh Arena could have a new owner soon. The arena has been put up for sale by Fox Valley Pro Basketball as owner. The Wisconsin Herd just wrapped up their regular season at the arena and have 2 years left on their lease. The property is listed online and no sale price is given. A check of the arena's website shows that only a few things are coming to town in the next 2 months. A farmer's market, a couple of open skate days at the arena, and high school graduations. Some interesting findings in the Winnebago County Health Department's community assessment. It shows that the median income in the county for a family of 4 is just under $64,000 per year. Over the last 14 years, housing prices are up 53%, child care 46%, food 23%, and transportation 27%. Page 2, beer lovers have only a couple more days to wait until the Oshkosh Craft Beer Week begins. The 10-day celebration will feature a citywide brew. We'll have more on that coming up on Thursday. After March went out like a lamb, Old Man Winter is back again. The storm will bring with it rain first and then wet, heavy snow into Wednesday. Homes in Winnebago County are selling faster than in other parts of the state. Winnebago County is number 5. The Realtors Association says homes are selling in about 55 days with an average price of $230,000 in the county. Just over 100 homes have been sold so far this year. Brown County, by the way, has the fastest selling homes. The Chamber of Commerce has another ribbon cutting today. It's at the Copper Hall on Otter Avenue. The Oshkosh Plan Commission will have a public hearing later today on Valley Christian's plan for a new high school building. And no Powerball winner again last night. It means the next jackpot is worth well over $1 billion. Turning to sports, Oshkosh North, Oshkosh West, along with Lewis Valley Christian, all open their baseball seasons later today, weather permitting. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.